So hi guys, you're back with Mel. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. I believe if this podcast or this recording can reach one person, give one person hope, one person understanding, one person insight, one person help and assistance in their life, then praise God. At least it would have served a purpose. If it can reach the masses, then even praise God then. Whether it's one to many, I pray that this podcast reaches someone, does something, helps someone, and allows someone to appreciate their life and what they've got. So I was born in Trinidad, as I was saying before, and being raised in Trinidad from a household with a parent that was very abusive, actually. Not my grandparents, not my mum and papa, but my mother. She was very abusive mentally, emotionally, physically. It was very disturbing and very upsetting having being parented by this mother and how she was towards me. One of my early memories was when my grandfather was about to die. There's something about older people who are calm or who are wise. They know when they're going to pass away, if they've got a relationship with their creator. Something that's baffled me for the majority of my life is that my granddad was a Hindu pundit. And even though he wasn't a Hindu pundit that was brought up in India like his ancestors, he was in Trinidad practicing it. However, washed down, diluted, no, I don't know however he was practicing it, but he was a Hindu pundit, and he really was upset with my mum for pulling away from the faith and becoming a Christian and a follower of Jesus. But I've been to Trinidad a few times as an adult, and everyone talks about Jesus, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Hindu, whether they're Catholic, whether they're unbeliever, whether they're believer, whether they're Christian. So I'm guessing in the household they spoke about Jesus as well. But my granddad was dying of cancer. He had prostate cancer, and I just always remember this strange smell in the home, and a smell that would follow me until adulthood, until I actually became a nurse myself and walked onto my first ever placement. And I asked my mentor, what is the smell? What's that smell that I'm smelling on this ward? And she said, that's the cancer. I was on a urology ward, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a nightmare for me. I've had a dread of it or a fear of it, mainly stemming from my grandfather and from my home in Trinidad, and smelling this specific smell in the atmosphere always triggered a memory of my granddad laying down on a mattress on a bed, looking very frail, very thin, very tall, very meagre, and wasting away. But I remember vaguely remember my granddad calling everyone and said that he was going. I can't remember ever seeing him get off the bed, to be honest, but he said he was going. And I was like, I wonder where he's going. And he called each one of us. And I remember my mum being there, my older sister being there. I must have been about 4 years of age. My grandma, my stepdad. I think my mum was calling her sisters, my aunties, to come as well. Auntie Tara and Auntie Pulo and Uncle Harry, his stepson. But I just remember him saying that he wanted to go outside, and he wanted the chair to be taken outside so he can watch the sunset one more time. Not only that, he spoke to each one of us and he said he was going, and he told me that he was going now and that he loved me and to take care of myself. And I can't remember the rest of the words he said, but he said he was going. And I was like, oh, I don't know where you're going, but he said he was going and that he loved me. And then I just watched him saying and speaking to everyone, but I couldn't comprehend where he was going. But I remember the words that he said to my mother. And he said to my mother, look after the girl. Monica, don't touch she. Don't beat she. Mina, don't touch she. Don't beat she. He didn't call her Monica. He called her Mina. And I just remember him saying this towards me. Don't touch she. Don't beat she. Leave the girl alone. So I was only about the age of 4. So maybe I've been beaten from a very long time, from 0 till 4. Quite bad for him to have to say these words as he was departing. But he said bye, and then my mum and my stepdad, they took him and they carried him out on the sofa after he spoke to everyone, and he took his last breath and he died. And immediately I let out a scream. Ah! That's not Papa, that's not Papa, that's not Papa, leave Papa, that's not him, move away, he gone, he gone, he gone. Something in me knew that he was no longer there. I couldn't recognise my Papa. Even though his body was there, I couldn't see him. I couldn't recognize him. But the only thing that had left was his spirit. It had departed. He'd given up his spirit and it had gone. And I was like, this is not Papa, this is not Papa, he's not there. I kept saying over and over, he's not there, and I kept crying uncontrollably. Where is he gone? He's gone, he's not here anymore. And they put a glass, not a glass, he had a glass eye, but they took that out and they put a coin over his eye because he was blind in one eye with a false eye, and they closed his eyes and they put two coins over his eyes and made it even more scary. And I was like, ah, he's not there, he's not there. I was screaming, but I just remember that memory. And something I've realised from childhood, and maybe it's in all Black Caribbean cultures, I'm not sure, in the few people I have spoken to, it seems to be a trend, but no one sits down and really consoles a child and comforts a child and explains what bereavement is, what grief is, what death is. No one says, this is what's happening. So no one ever told me, this is what's happened. No one ever said, this is where your granddad's gone, or he's gone to heaven, or he's gone up to God, or no one even tried to. I just remember being traumatized that he, all of a sudden, this person closed their eyes, never opened their eyes again. And I just knew something was missing from him. And even that was a bad encounter and a bad experience for me. It got even worse after that, because following that, they then decided to give him a ceremony, and part of that ceremony and part of his burial, not his burial, his funeral, was being taken out, wrapped up in silk or satin, pure white, and being placed on this raft made out of trees and branches. And my mum kneeling down, crying and saying bye to him. I was crying. Don't know why I was just crying because everyone else was crying. But my stepfather, he was knelt down by him. He was sobbing, and he was a white Caucasian old male who was 30 years older than my mum. But he was expressive with his emotions, and everyone was just crying. And then they put the coffin on the raft. Then they put the raft on the water, and then guess what they did? They set the thing on fire. So yeah, the trauma. They didn't even think about saying this is what happened, but not only that, they exposed the child to trauma, more trauma. They set the grandfather on fire and burn him like they're doing a barbecue. And you have to stand there and you have to watch, and it burns and it burns and it burns open. You saw his face open, his body wrapped up in white linen, white satin. And all of a sudden, burning. Nobody even think to say, like, I wonder how this child feeling. No, that's how that went. So that was one of my memories from Trinidad, and one of the exposures that I don't think Caribbean parents thought about back then. I've gone back to Trinidad since then, and now they haven't got the raft. Instead, they've got a permanent setting that's lifted off the ground with concrete. And it's like an open burner, and they put the coffin on there, and they still burn the people outside in this day and age, but not on a raft, on a river. Something was beautiful, nevertheless, looking back as an adult, thinking about this raft on the river and it going back into nature. However, it was still traumatic. But yeah, I'm sharing some of my life experience with you guys. I'm sharing some insights, some things that I don't really get to talk about often when I go to preach, when I go to share my testimony. I don't get to go into some of these details. So this is the purpose of this podcast, and for me, vlogging and podding, should I call it. So stay tuned with me. This is episode 2, and I don't know how many episodes we're going to go for this season. But this season is going to be about my childhood, and I'm going to share as much as I can with you and hopefully give you some insights of some exposures that some people may have gone through in their childhood experiences. So stay tuned, and I'll catch you next time. Take care, guys. God bless you, and know that God loves you.